From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond, reading The Prairie Grass Murders by Patricia Stolte. Now let's begin with The Prairie Grass Murders. Chapter 1. Willie narrowed his eyes against the sun's glare as he watched the huge bird circle overhead. From a distance, he'd thought it was a hawk. Now he was closer, and he could tell from the 6-foot wingspan that it was a turkey vulture, the first he'd seen in this part of Illinois. The species had once inhabited the central prairies in large numbers. Now the birds weren't so common. Even so, there was hardly a soul alive who didn't know what function these scavengers performed in the earth's food chain. Willie watched the buzzard float overhead, then turned to study the run-down farmhouse and neglected yard of his former home. After a moment, he continued his trek toward the western edge of the property. He would stop by the house on his way back to Sangamon City. A combine clanked along the narrow road behind him, raising a cloud of dust that slowly deposited a pale gray coating on the nettle and milkweed growing along the fence. As the farmer guided his massive machine past, he glanced at Willie, clean-shaven and neatly dressed. Willie raised his arm and waved, and the farmer nodded in return. With a tug on the straps, Willie adjusted his new backpack and followed the combine toward the narrow bridge just ahead. A creeping film of perspiration on his forehead threatened to bead and form wet trails through the dust settling on his skin. He pushed his Marlin's cap back and used his sleeve to wipe the sweat from his face and neck. It had been over 30 years since he last visited this part of the country, and even longer since living here. He'd forgotten how hot Illinois could be in September, and